Ice fishing huts decorated by 11 local artists are now on display at Innisfil Beach Park and select locations throughout town. The works of art were unveiled by the artists Friday morning at Innisfil Beach Park with Mayor Dolan and members of council, MPP Andrea Kanjan, as well as Donnie Crowder and Gail Loader of Gail's Hotbox Ice Huts Innisfil. This past fall, the Innisfil Idealab and Library, in partnership with the town of Innisfil and local ice fishing hut operator Gail's Hotbox Ice Huts, invited local artists to replace their canvases with ice fishing huts. 11 local artists transformed simple plywood huts into refreshingly vibrant works of art for a public art installation across Innisfil. The one-of-a-kind public art project was inspired by the Innisfil community. Artists were encouraged to explore the themes of Lake Simcoe's heritage and legacy. The huts will be located throughout Innisfil from now until mid-March and will be displayed in various locations throughout Innisfil, in public parks, community spaces, and in operation at Gail's Hotbox Ice Huts. Projects like the Ice Hut Art that bring together community, creativity and connection are vital to community well-being, said Mayor Lynn Dolan. Not only are these huts beautiful, but they are engaging, and thought-provoking art displays. One thing is certain, Innisfil is a gem in Simcoe County, and the Ice Hut Art is just another reason to explore your own backyard. The Ice Hut Art Project was designed as an open-air art tour. With locations spread across Innisfil, art lovers and adventurers are encouraged to visit all the huts throughout February and March. We are passionate about supporting the local arts community here in Innisfil and across Simcoe County, said Susan Bowes, Idealab and Library Deputy CEO. Just like Innisfil has so much to explore, there is so much talent to discover. The public art project was inspired by the community. To ensure that the project was inclusive and representative of the perspective and stories of all residents, community partners from Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council, Uplift Black and Barry Area Native Advisory Circle were consulted and formed part of the jury. The participating artists were selected from across Simcoe County and brought their unique styles, perspectives and passions to brighten Innisfil's wintry landscapes. Fulkari Quilt House by Angela Ajla, Winter Color by Catherine Bechard, Harvesting the Hard Water by Tamara Benoit, Talisman by Tim Lauren, Barn Quilt by Christopher Moore, Fire and Ice by Cassidy Morris, The Fish Hut by Lasha Raquel, Lady Simcoe Tilda, Silent Solitude by Aaron Sanderson, Maria Kelebeev and Sharon Chick, The Point is Sustainable Economic Development by Leandra Alyssa, Winter Harvest by Shauna Umney, Gray Winter Memories by Natalie Very B. Cassidy Morris, one of the artists who contributed to the project, was in attendance Friday morning at Innisfil Beach Park along with her family. Morris is a graduate of Western University where she studied visual arts. She heard about the project from her sister and decided to apply last fall. Her piece, Fire and Ice, is inspired by the Innisfil Farmers Market and the growers' community. She decided to focus her piece on hot peppers, using a mix of vibrant colors against a black background, as well as icicles trickling across the top. At the back of the hut is a painting of a woman with icicles in her hair and flames of fire on her tongue. The theme was hot peppers, so it supports the farmers market and growers, she said. Morris says she spent anywhere from 8 to 14 hours per day for the past few months to complete the project. My entire house became a studio for 2 months straight, she laughed. It was a big undertaking, but I loved it. It was the best 2 months of my life. We were hoping there would be some totally off-the-wall different things, said Crowder, who was impressed with the pieces presented. We met a lot of new people and friends along the way. It was a great experience. We are very excited to give these huts a permanent home in our village every ice season here on Lake Simcoe, added Loader. The huts will be on display for the remainder of the year and will be available for use next season. By investing in the health and vibrancy of the community, the town says the project will address issues of social isolation, belonging, mental health and well-being in a post-pandemic environment as recognized by the town of Innisfil Community Needs Assessment. It's time to enjoy the outdoors, enjoy winter and enjoy art, said the mayor. The Ice Hut Art Project supports the town's culture master plan. Please wear a face covering and maintain social distancing when visiting the ice huts. For a list of locations, artist biographies and more information, visit Ice Hut Art.